From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Arjun Tucker. It's Monday, February 2nd. Coming up, a celebration of Illinois Soul's second year on air. That story's coming up in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Today is annual Groundhog Day. Legend has it that Pennsylvania's sleepy rodent, Punxsutawney Phil, will predict if we'll have six more weeks of winter or an early spring, depending on if he can see his shadow. But how accurate is that forecast? Steve Nesbitt is the head of the Department of Climate, Meteorology, and Atmospheric Sciences at the University of Illinois. He told the Weather Realness podcast, seeing a shadow on a sunny day in early February might mean you're in a cold atmosphere, but it isn't reliable enough to forecast long-term weather.
Typically, when it warms up, you get more cloudy conditions, so you might see your shadow. But when you look at the statistics, it's really not a significant predictor.
Last year, Punxsutawney Phil predicted six more weeks of winter. Listen to the Weather Realness podcast on the Illinois Public Media YouTube channel. A leader in the Lutheran Church in central Illinois has been arrested for allegedly producing child pornography. Michael Moore of Springfield is the president of the church's central Illinois district, overseeing about 150 congregations spanning more than 50 central Illinois counties. Moore allegedly hid cameras throughout a residence in Vandalia, about 75 miles south of Springfield, and in a hotel bathroom. Police found videos containing three juveniles during a search of his home. He appeared in federal court Thursday and waived his right to a detention hearing. In a letter to congregants, National President Reverend Matthew Harrison says no words can express our sorrow and shame. Church officials say they are fully cooperating with law enforcement. Danville residents gathered last week to discuss gun violence in their community and how they can prevent it. The Voices for Change Youth Action Expo featured presentations from students in middle school, high school, and college, and recent high school graduates. Austina Cotton is a junior at Danville High School. She says in the past, people have had to rely on social media to learn about the death of loved ones. Cotton wants the city to have a response plan that includes better communication about gun-related deaths.
We can, like, tell the families in ways that aren't being posted on Facebook or Instagram, where they go directly to their door, knock on it, you know, let them know with respect and dignity.
City leaders in attendance say they want to keep the conversation going to make Danville safer. The event was hosted by Project Success, a nonprofit organization in Vermilion County that provides services for children and families. After losing three out of their last four games, Illinois women's basketball was able to get a win against Washington 75-66. Freshman forward Sierra Parchment led the Illini with a double-double of 23 points and 10 rebounds. It was a close game early on, but once the Illini came out of halftime, they were able to get out of a 14-point lead, midway through the third quarter. Head coach Shauna Green spoke after the game about how her team played.
I mean, we were just really solid. I thought that's the best we've defended in a long time. We did a great job of guarding the three-point line the majority of the game. We did a really good job of guarding the rim. So, and then we just made plays on the offensive end. Man, I'm like you said, I'm just really proud of us. We showed a lot tonight. We showed a lot.
Illinois improves their record to 16-6 overall. Next up for the women's team, they will travel back to the West Coast and take on Oregon on Wednesday at 8 p.m. As for the men's basketball team, they extended their winning streak with an upset win against number 5-ranked Nebraska, 78-69. The men improved to 19-3 on the season and will host Northwestern on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Still to come, a celebration of Illinois Soul's second year on air. That story's coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 30 degrees and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of 18 degrees, north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 27 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 10 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 24 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, we continue our conversations with candidates for the U.S. Senate. Democrat Uwisi Bustos has worked in state government and as a nonprofit executive. If you have questions, leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on the 21st Show at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Arjun Tucker.
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois Soul, Illinois Public Media's latest station, is celebrating 2 years of amplifying Black voices and being your source for R&B, smooth jazz, and gospel music. I spoke with Jill Clements, Illinois Soul station manager, and Reginald Hardwick, IPM's news and public affairs director, about how Illinois Soul has changed the Central Illinois community and what we all can look forward to during and after the 2 year celebration.
Everything that we put this station together for has come to fruition, and it's only growing from there. Especially when I think of the community events and teaching this community that there is a Black community, both on the University of Illinois campus, but also, of course, an historic Black community that's been here and is willing to attend and enjoy functions and, participate in things like the free Juneteenth concerts we've done with Selena Johnson and Talib Kweli, and also the upcoming anniversary concerts and the Stage 5 on-court concerts. So I think, I think about the news and that sort of thing, but I also think about just the sense of community that's been built and that the station has helped accomplish.
Locally, we have truly become everything that we said we would mm-hmm. be. And the effect on that and the impact on that you can see in the community when you come out to see our events at Krannert Center or our Certified Organic series mm-hmm. that showcases local artists, all the way to getting national attention. We are this little station that could, and we just have connected and resonated with this mission. So it's not just local. It's local, it's regional, and it's national.
As exciting is the second anniversary celebration that is happening for Illinois Soul, featuring Grammy-nominated soul and jazz vocalist Mesa. Teen Summit 2, the remix, is also coming. February is a big month for Illinois Soul. Also in February, the Uncorked series starts. Can you tell me a little bit about the Uncorked series, Jill? That's in partnership with Illinois Soul.
Yes, in Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Yes, this is the Uncorked Special Edition series. So we have partnered with Krannert during the month of February as part of the Illinois Soul Celebration. So every Thursday in the month of February, starting at 5:30 p.m. on Stage 5, we are going to feature local, regional, and wrap it all up with a national recording artist.
And one things I love, it's a real mixture of the community. Folks from all over just come together, and we know it's February, it's still cold.
But it's hot there.
Yes, they come inside and you see everyone just dialoguing and having a time. You had a rough day at work, come Thursday nights at 5:30.
Yeah, it's multi-generational. So mm-hmm. you'll see parents there with their kids mm-hmm. and grandkids, and it's just a special place to be.
Looking ahead, what do you hope to continue having Illinois Soul provide to the community? How do you want it to grow?
We want to continue to be the ultimate community connector for infotainment experiences, arts, entertainment, film, impactful community conversations for Central Illinois, and eventually we will be beyond Central Illinois. We're going to continue to grow our staff. We're going to continue to cultivate partnerships, donors, philanthropists. We are just, again, the little station. We don't know we're little. We don't roll like we're little. We are the small but mighty, mighty station. And, the mission excites me every day. Even when it's tough, I love it.
I think that all of what Jill said, and the key is everyone who's listening today to continue to support us, whether you're a local business and you are interested in underwriting our music or underwriting our news programming or some of our NPR programming that we share, or you're, we know everyone is kind of set back in money, but just giving what you can. Every little bit helps. So when we have different drives and everything, you may be helping us buy, a song or two and put it on the air. Or you could be helping us fund a reporter who's focused on Black communities. And we talked about the rescission earlier. Unfortunately, we did have some staff reductions. We're dedicated to having Illinois Soul on the air. But, you know, we want to do a reset and bring back folks and specifically have on-air talent just who's just dedicated to Illinois Soul, in addition to the talent that shares between the news department and TV and everything else. But that can only happen with investment. And, you know, again, we're dedicated to be here amplifying Black music and culture and news and voices. And we can't wait for what's coming up in the future.
For more on Illinois Soul's second anniversary celebration, visit KrannertCenter.com. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is a financial supporter of Illinois Public Media. And for more on Teen Summit 2, The Remix, interested parents and students can fill out a free application at teensummit2.net. Teen Summit 2, The Remix, is open to all 15 to 19-year-olds in the Champaign County region, regardless of race, ethnicity, education, or economic background. The deadline to apply is Monday, February 2nd.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Illinois Public Radio, Stephanie Oriana, Kimberly Schofield, Jonathan Matthew, and Piotr Fedchuk. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Arjun Tucker. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.